AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are leaping on Wall Street today as some of the most breaking moves from a manic Monday reverse course. A new report shows that inflation at the consumer level was 6% in February versus a year before. That matched the economist expectations and was a slowdown from January's 6.4 rate, but it's still way above the Fed's inflation target. A class action lawsuit is being filed against the parent company of Silicon Valley Bank and its CEO and its chief financial officer, saying that the company didn't disclose the risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. The bank collapsed last week. President Biden says he'll deliver the eulogy at former President Jimmy Carter's funeral. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The 98-year-old Carter remains under hospice care in his Georgia home. Last night, the president told a California fundraiser he recently visited Carter, who asked him to do the eulogy. The president then said, "Excuse me, I shouldn't have said that." While Carter's family and center have not revealed details of his condition, the president noted Carter's 2015 cancer diagnosis and recovery. He told donors it's finally caught up with Carter, but they found a way to keep him going for a lot longer than anticipated because they found a breakthrough. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The start of a winter storm with heavy wet snow caused a plane to slide off a taxiway and led to hundreds of school closing, canceled flights, and thousands of power outages in parts of the Northeast. By the time it wraps up tomorrow, this storm could leave anywhere from a couple of feet of snow in higher elevations to several inches along the coast. Los Angeles prosecutors say they will not retry disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein on rape and sexual assault charges that left a jury deadlocked. Novo Nordisk will start slashing some prices for insulin up to 75% next year, following a path set earlier this month by Eli Lilly. This is AP News. A cyclone battering southern Africa has killed more than 200 people.
Heavy rainfall pounds the city of Blantyre in Malawi. Here, over 30 people have died from flooding and destructive winds, with several others missing or injured. Local police spokesman Aubrey Singenyama says the fatalities are continuing because of the severe weather.
We are conveying the dead bodies whenever we have found them to Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital mortuary, of which is currently now full.
In Mozambique, Freddie made landfall in the seaport of Kelimani, where strong winds destroyed houses and farmlands. The Associated Press filmed displaced people sheltering in classrooms as the storm raged on. It's the second time the record-breaking cyclone has made landfall in mainland Africa. I'm Karen Chamas.
Purdue's Zach Edey and Indiana's Trace Jackson Davis headline the AP All-American Men's College Basketball Team. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.